hunger and fullness. You have to get in tune with your body and ask, how hungry am I? How full am I? This is the only way you're going to successfully lose weight with intermittent fasting. When you learn how to evaluate true hunger, you're going to discover that you don't need to eat as much food or as many meals as you think you do. You might end up only eating one meal a day. Now, don't look at it and think, that's crazy, I might as well give up now. You're going to find out what works for you, and as you learn to recognize true hunger, you're going to find yourself eating less and less. Start with learning not to eat more than what your body needs. To help you do that, I developed the hunger scale. The next time you think about eating food, locate your level of hunger on the hunger scale first. The hunger scale. Never eat past 4 on the hunger scale. 0, hungry, hungry, hippo hungry, starving, ravenous, weak, grouchy. All you can think about is what to eat and how you can get it. You may get a headache, struggle to concentrate, or get hangry. 1, stomach is growling. Empty stomach. You can physically hear your stomach growling and feel an empty sensation. It's important that you feel both sensations because your stomach can growl for other non-hunger reasons like digestion. Be sure that it's growling because it's empty. Everything sounds good to eat at this point of hunger. 2, hungry. You're starting to think about food and certain things sound good to you. You're deciding what your body is craving. 3, not hungry, not full, neutral. You sense that there's some food in your stomach and you're at peace. Your stomach feels comfortable. 4, satisfied, full, comfortably full. You might want to eat more, but you shouldn't. 5, stuffed, uncomfortably full. You're getting tired because your body is using all its energy to digest food. You may want to take a nap or need to unbuckle your belt. You feel as if you've overeaten.